What's up, everybody? Welcome to the first podcast, the very first episode of Lounge Talk with J18. This episode is brought to you in part by J18 because I don't have a sponsor yet, but that's okay. It's coming. Okay, we ain't gonna trip off that. Okay, we gonna claim it. A sponsor is coming. A sponsor's coming. A lot of them, I might add. But there's a couple things I want to talk to y'all about. First of all, before I get into any of that, I want to say thank y'all for listening. The few people who may be tuning in to this very first episode. A lot of you may follow me from Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all the YouTube fam. Thank y'all for the support. I want to say thank you to everybody who supported my content across all my platforms. It's been a ride. It's been a ride. A lot of you guys have been down with me since day one when I started this thing in 2020 on TikTok. I had a huge influx of followers over the last 3 years from 2020 to 2023 now. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who has shown me love, who has shown me nothing but just pure love, man. And I've had the pleasure of making everybody laugh up to this point. And I just want to say thank y'all. There's so much I want to say. Can't really formulate the words right now because I don't want to just be running off at the mouth with this being the first podcast and all. So thank you. To put it simple, thank y'all for the support. And yeah. So what I want to talk about today for the very first podcast is something real simple. I want to talk about Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, Colorado Buff, you know, them doing their thing. And I also wanted to touch on the Will Smith and Jada Pinkett situation. Those are the two topics we're going to talk about today. First and foremost, because those are two things that's been really strongly on my mind, starting with Colorado. I stayed up yesterday. Today is, as of right now, I'm recording this podcast at night. I'm trying not to wake the house up. It is 10:14 Central Time, October. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Yeah, you could tell this the first podcast because I'm messing up stuff already. Anyway, it's Saturday, October 14th, 10:14 p.m. at night. I stayed up last night on the 13th to 2 o'clock in the morning. The game was over. The Colorado game was over by about 1 o'clock in the morning. I stayed up to watch Colorado beat. Who they play? Who was it? Let me check my phone. But I'm telling y'all right here now, I love Colorado. I support Colorado. I love everything that Deion Sanders is doing in Colorado. But I'm telling you what, I'm not staying up there late no more. They played Stanford, and they lost 46-43. Now, let's put this in perspective. Colorado was beating Stanford 29-0 at halftime. Now, I almost went to bed. That's how certain I was that they was going to pull out this win. But they didn't. You know what ended up happening? Stanford ended up walking them down. And I'm half asleep, one eye open, one eye closed, drooling at the mouth, staring at the television. And I had to go to Instagram Live with it. Some of you that's following me, you probably saw the story. I put the story up today. But as I was going live, I had to just go off on this rant about Colorado. I am thoroughly disappointed. You know, that game really shows you that there's highs and lows as a fan. You know, I never once said that I was out on them and that I don't support the team no more. I said it on live. I support the team. I'm with them. I'm with Deion. But I was upset, y'all. Because first of all, you got me up at 1 o'clock a.m. in the Midwest. Everybody else didn't went to bed. I'm up supporting. And you mean to tell me you let them walk y'all down? Like that? I mean, in the words of Deion Sanders, they play like hot garbage. And in the words of J1A, you play like grade A garbage. And I love everything that Colorado is doing. I mean, Deion Sanders has brought so much money to the Colorado, to that city, to that area, man. He's given the people in that area, the fans in that area, something that they have never had as a team. They went 1-11 last year in 2022. And now they have a winning record. That should be something that they should be happy about. Last year you was garbage. Grade A garbage. You was trash. You was poop. You was nothing. But Deion Sanders came in there and changed it all around. And for that, he need to be getting all the honor and all the praise just for turning that school around, that sports team around, you know. And I honestly, I can't stand all the hate that Deion Sanders is getting, man, with all these people that just find a way to tear black men down. Let's just say it what it is on Lounge Talk with J1A. Let's just say it what it is. You know, look, let me tell y'all something about this podcast. I'm going to say what I want to say. If you don't like it, just don't listen. But I'm going to say what I want to say. People are always finding a way to tear a black man down. Here, this man, Deion Sanders, does nothing but pour and speak life into these young men. He has said it a lot of times. If you give me a boy, I'm going to send you back a man. And that's all any parent could ever ask for. You know, I played high school football growing up. My dad used to tell me all the time behind closed doors. He said, you know, if a coach really wants to, really wants you to be a part of his football team, somebody's recruiting you, I'm their front and center because I want to know how they're treating you. And there Deion Sanders is making good on those promises by showing us the success that he has had at Colorado. You know, y'all just need to stop it. White folks, black folks, Chinese, Neapolitan folks, gray, blue, everybody that's hating on Deion Sanders, you just need to stop it because he doesn't give you any reason to hate on him. And a lot of people quit. I seen some comments on social media when they lost to Stanford the other night. People talking about, oh, you see, Nick Saban this, Nick Saban that. Look, he ain't Nick Saban. Okay? Deion Sanders has always been flashy. He's always been who he was, but the only difference is he put 110% when he goes out there on the football field. Y'all want everybody to be like Nick Saban. Y'all want everybody to be like all these white head coaches in college football. Black man come along doing what he's supposed to do, then y'all want to hate on him. Now y'all got something. Now it's a problem. And don't let him start winning because he was winning. Out the gate, they beat TCU. But you know what I realized, y'all? People was waiting on him to fail. And that ain't no secret. People was literally waiting on that man to fail. They was waiting on him to fail from the jump. They was waiting on him to take that first L. But I tell you one thing, God on the side. He can't go nowhere but up. He going to get some top-of-the-line recruits next year. They going to beef up that defensive line. They going to get a better offensive line. You know, they going to get more skilled position guys. And they going to roll. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Moving on. Because I ain't got no commercials. Oh, yeah, let me stop. This podcast is brought to you in part by Lounge Talk with J1A. Where all we do is talk right now because we ain't got no sponsors yet. But we going to have them in Jesus' name. Okay, moving on to the last and final topic, y'all. I appreciate y'all for listening to everybody. Man, shout out to the people that stayed this far in the doggone podcast. The two or three of y'all that's listening to me this far, thank you. You was a real one. Do you know that? And God got a plan for your life. Okay, let's move on. Thank you. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. It's real cut and dry for me. Keep your business your business. Keep your business your business. Your relationship, whether it be your marriage, boyfriend, girlfriend relationship, whatever. Since the issue is that it with them is the marriage thing, let's just keep it in marriages. Your marriage is your business. Your marriage is your business. Let me say it again. Your marriage is your business. I really applaud a lot of people that's famous, that's in the public eye, and their relationships are never talked about. Never. And if they're going through something, you'll never know it because their relationship is private. You don't have the husband saying nothing about the wife. You don't have the wife saying nothing about the husband. They are a team. In a true marriage, when you have a strong bond, even when you're mad at each other, you're going to do everything in your power to protect that person and their image, no matter how mad you are at somebody. You're going to do everything in your power to say, hey, I'm not going to embarrass you. Even if somebody asks me a question, I'm not taking no interviews. I'm not going to go out here and give anything to the blogs. I'm not going to go out here on social media and post no junk. You know, as Coach Prime would say, no bull junk. I ain't posting none of that stuff. What I'm going to do is I'm going to keep what we got private, private. And it seems to be that Jada Pinkett Smith, she seems to say a little more than she should. Now, she has a right to. She got the freedom of speech. She can say what she want to say. You know, and I'm not bashing Jada. You know, I don't really care. It's none of my business. That's really why I have Wayne even want to talk about this, because it's none of my business. You know, all I'm saying is, and I don't really have nothing to say about their marriage per se, but just in general, if you're listening to this and you're married or you're in a relationship, you're engaged, your business is your business. Your marriage is not your mama's business. Your marriage is not your daddy's business. Not your sister's business, your brother's business, your auntie business, your cousin business, your friends at work business, the mailman business, the trash man business, the lawn care man business, okay? Your landlord business, the man that come in and fix your dishwasher when it ain't working right. It ain't his business either, or her. Point is, when you truly love somebody and you care about somebody, you're not going to do anything to embarrass them. So if I could tell Jada Pinkett anything, I wouldn't tell her nothing because it's none of my business. But if I was somebody in some fantasy world that was really close to her, that really had her best interests, I would tell her to be quiet. Just don't say nothing. Because at the end of the day, even if she is in the right or in the wrong, the media gonna find a way to twist your words around, because the media is all about negative energy and attention. The media feeds off of negativity. So whether you right or wrong, the media gonna find a way to push it out there with some drama, and we'll slap somebody. So you already know y'all hot. But since the slap, even pre-slap, Will never said anything negative about Jada. I've never heard any negative talk. I've never heard anything come out of Will's mouth that was contrary to Jada or slandering her in any way. Now, I'm not saying she said anything bad. She just does little stuff here and there that which makes you question, no, are they really in love? Which is none of our doggone business. At the end of the day, keep what's private, private. I want to thank y'all for listening to the first episode of Lounge Talk with J18. Please share the podcast. Share it with your mama, your cousins, your aunt, your daddy. This is a clean podcast. Ain't going to be no cussing. Ain't going to be no ratchet talk. I might get mad and yell sometime. But just like I keep my content clean, the podcast is going to be clean. All right. Thank y'all for watching the videos. Thank y'all for supporting me. As I said when I started the podcast, don't talk about me because I had a couple hiccups in the middle of this, getting my words together and my timing together. I know some of y'all are going to talk about me, but I don't care. They talked about Jesus.